And then also, Tom, you can expand, if you're a big boss at a, on your desk phone, you can have all these carts alongside of your phone and daisy chain them down and say, yep, here's all my memory channels for all these people. And then if you fill that up, then you can go add another one on the other end and fill in a whole bunch more. Unfortunately for me, I was trying to program in node numbers into the memory. And so it's like, okay, if I want to connect, then I try to do the star, put into the memory like a star and then 3 in the node number, and then I would just try to, you know, speed dial that in from the directory, but that didn't quite work so well. So I don't think that works on this particular phone. Not sure about the Cisco's, though, because I don't have that answer, though I would like to find out.
Well, first of all, all-star node number, you can't just dial an all-star node number. Completely different numbering system, completely different system, so no. But there are, like you mentioned, Captain Don does have a TAMS over IP phone number or extension number to get into his node. And as you notice, his node number and his extension number are two different things. So no, you can't just do that. Some people you can. Some people have that access, but most all-star nodes do not. So you just got to look at, you know the person or look them up and see if they have an a HAMS over IP number.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Is like okay, I dial up Don's Space Odyssey hub. It's like, okay, I'm now connected. So now I'll go to my directory and then hit the habit dial, *3, let's say, for example, 473670, then it would connect, and then when I would be done, then I would go down to the second memory channel, and then say, okay, then I'll hit this speed dial, *147 3670, and then have it disconnect. So that's what I was trying to program up all the memory so I don't have to manually type in all these stuff, but I figured that's what all these carts are for off the side of the phone, is to program all that stuff in. So you just hit one button, then it connects you up, and then let it do it, and then when you're done, hit another button, and or just simply just hang up the phone, and it would all disconnect. But I'm maybe trying to simplify it too much.